This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, surrendering is a three-legged stool. So of course we're familiar with surrendering to God's will, and then of course surrendering to His timing. But this third leg is honestly where my work really lies, and that is surrendering to God's approach. And this is especially true for me when one event happens and the next event happens, and I know it's nobody but God who lined things up the way that they are. And then I look for that next event to happen and it doesn't. And then nothing happens for a while. And I'm thinking, well, why did the first couple events happen if it's not going to lead to the ultimate event? But what God has taught me through those experiences is that while I am waiting for His approach to continue to unfold, we want to keep our hearts in the right place. And I think Hannah in 1 Samuel is a good example of that. Of course, Hannah is a barren woman. She's been praying to God for a child. There's even another woman in her family who will often tease her because she is barren. And this other woman is able to bear children. But Hannah learned to surrender to God's approach. And in the end, God would not only bless Hannah with a son, but a son who would be the first prophet of Israel. She would go on to have four additional children. So Hannah teaches us how to surrender to God's approach. The scripture today is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss embracing what didn't go right. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.